and a better talk than even your native-speaking counterpart. How do I know? Because I see it occur every day. If even one ESL student can give not just a good presentation, but an excellent speech, then you can too. Keep that in mind. Some call it communication anxiety. Just like with other students, you may be suffering from communication anxiety. How can you tell if your fear is unnaturally high and are in need of a bit more specialized and generalized practice before you stand in front of your audience? Trust me, you'll know. You won't have to take any quizzes or ask anyone. If you feel unusually nervous, then do yourself a favor and begin to take the necessary steps to practice, and do it immediately. In this way, you'll feel infinitely more comfortable with just the idea of giving the speech. You probably won't be feeling totally fear-free, but you'll discover an underlying feeling of self-confidence you didn't possess before your practice. How can this book help you? This book is your valuable companion as you're practicing for your next presentation in English. Regardless of what your native tongue is, you'll discover these universal suggestions, practice exercises, and secrets you probably never knew existed to be of amazing help. For example, in the first chapter, we've outlined the four major fears of any speaker whose first language is not English when they face the audience. In addition to the natural fears, we'll also tell you the first steps in overcoming them. A large part of feeling confident when you walk to the podium and begin to talk is to be prepared. That's why many of the ideas and concepts in this book fall into this category. Illustrating this idea is the second chapter, which will not only encourage you to practice your English prior to speaking in public, but provide you a few of the more successful methods others in your position have used successfully. Chapter 3 speaks more generally to the equipment you need for a great presentation. Of course, these are undoubtedly the same tools any great speaker needs. But when you're fighting off an extra level of fear because you're speaking in your second language, it's even more important that you don't run into any technical or electronical problems that can shake your confidence. There are times when one unexpected hurdle can cast a pall over the rest of the speech, if you allow it. The more prepared you are and the more comfortable in operating your equipment, the smoother the presentation will flow. Have you considered how to build a rapport with your audience? That's the topic of the following chapter. The best speakers know how to make the audience feel as if they're speaking specifically to them, that what they have to say was written just for them, in fact. In many ways, that's the truth. Regardless of where your abilities lie on the English-speaking spectrum, believe me, your English is great if you're already making a presentation. Among other concepts you'll encounter in this portion of the book include speaking in simple terms and using clear prose. Accomplishing this may mean a bit of work on your part. You may have to break through some of the technical jargon or vocabulary of your area and make it sound more user-friendly to your audience. The last thing you want is your listeners losing valuable information, not because they couldn't understand your English, but they couldn't understand the vocabulary of your area of interest. Signposting is essential. Chapter 6 is all about signposting. If you can learn to help guide your listeners through your talk, even before you've gone into much detail, then you're making it that much easier for them to follow your train of thought regardless of your accent or your presentation. Of course, the structure of your presentation and how to introduce your signposts depends on the purpose of your speech. You'll learn how to adjust these signposts for the ease, comfort, and learning of your audience. They'll appreciate you for that. The final chapter sums up public speaking when English isn't your first language with a series of tips, tricks, and techniques that perhaps no one has thought to tell you. These are secrets of the trade, so to speak, that all the great speakers use. Learn as many of these as you can and practice them before your next presentation. When you do this, you'll discover how much smoother your speaking can be. This small book, as comprehensive as it might be, will never, ever replace the practice, practice, practice necessary for you to make the greatest speech of your life. But if you conquer